Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from late last night. Two favorably received musicals are set to conclude their Broadway runs in the coming weeks after struggling significantly at the box office, reflecting the challenges of navigating rising production costs and a post-pandemic theater industry with less audience members. Monty Python's Spamalot will play its final performance at the St. James Theatre on April 7th. The irreverent spoof of Arthurian legend and adaptation of the 1975 cult classic film Monty Python and the Holy Grail was led by a tag team of musical comedy veteran performers, led by Tony winner James Monroe Iglehart as King Arthur. This marked Spamalot's first Broadway revival. It was directed and choreographed by Josh Rhodes. The lead producer was Jeffrey Finn, who was the artistic director of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., where this production began its life last spring. A national tour is expected to launch in September of 2025. Elsewhere, Days of Wine and Roses will end its limited run 4 weeks earlier than expected. Its final performance is now set for March 31st at Studio 54. A dark, somber adaptation of the 1962 Jack Lemmon film of the same name, it starred Brian D'Arcy James and Kelly O'Hara as a New York City couple whose marriage is marred by increasing alcohol consumption. Michael Greif directed, and the producing team was led by Kevin McCollum. At the time of their closings, Spamalot will have played 17 previews and 164 regular performances, while Days of Wine and Roses will have played 25 previews and 73 regular performances. Breaking news from this morning, in what has immediately become one of the most anticipated theatrical events of next Broadway season, Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are returning to the main stem spring 2025 in a revival of Othello. Washington takes on the titular Moor of Venice, while Gyllenhaal plays his adversary, Iago. The Shakespeare classic follows Othello, who is manipulated by Iago into believing that his wife is unfaithful and is driven mad by jealousy. Per the New York Times, this marks the 22nd Broadway staging of the play since 1751, and the first since a 1982 production starring James Earl Jones and Christopher Plummer. Kenny Leon will direct, and Brian Anthony Moreland is the lead producer. Othello will play a Schubert house that is yet to be specified. Exact dates, the full cast, and a ticket on sale date will be announced later. Ahead of its official opening tomorrow night, Doubt has extended its Broadway run by a week to April 21st. The play revival, starring Amy Ryan and Liev Schreiber, began previews on February 3rd. Catch it now at the Todd Haynes Theater. And finally today, expect a wild affair at the Broadway production of Six tonight as they host their first sing-along performance. This has been experimented multiple times with the current West End staging to great success. The 80-minute pop-inflected musical currently plays the Lena Horne Theater. On Sunday afternoon, they will celebrate their 1,000th Broadway performance. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.